Tracy.
Yes. Okay.
So I see you. Tell us.
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about credit. If you don't have credit, you're not going to have a credit score. And without a credit score, a lender can't see who you are. There's no transparency. So, of course, you're going to get denied. Now, there are things you can do if you get denied because you have no credit. Banks have to look at alternative credit. But first, I want to talk about how to have credit and build credit. So if you don't have credit, one of the things that you can do to help get a score and to help improve a low score is to become an authorized user on somebody's old good credit. The older the credit, the better it's going to be for the credit score. So aged credit is like a treasure to the credit score. So if I have no credit or maybe one credit card that's a year old, and I have my fiance or my father or my sister or my uncle or my very good friend put me on as an authorized user, not as a joint card holder, an authorized user, it's different. I'm not responsible for the debt, but I do get the full history on my credit report of that person's credit. Now, of course, you have to make sure it's good credit, because if they have late payments, then you're adding something bad onto your credit. If they have excellent credit, they've never been late, and the account is, let's say, 20 years old, that could add 50 to 60 points onto a credit score.
Now, why is that? I mean, why would you be just an... Is it because that person who's a responsible credit user has trusted you? Is that what the theory is there?
No. It has nothing to do with the relationship between the two people. It's just that the score will pick up on this old account, and it assumes it's yours in terms of the credit score.
You know, I never knew that. So
I didn't
in other
either.
Words, like you could, let's say you have a child that doesn't have credit. You could give your child the credit card.
You history. Should. You should give them a credit. Well,
I hope all the kids are listening.
You shouldn't tell them because they don't even have to know.
Oh, you don't tell them.
Tell them, they might go a little crazy.
Exactly. So you don't have to tell them. But like many times we get clients referred to us by your company, Dottie. And let's say they're a foreigner or they're young and they only have a couple of credit cards. So they may have enough accounts to get the mortgage that they're looking for, but they don't have the best score. They need three accounts to get the mortgage. So let's say they have three accounts, but their score is like a 670, which isn't a great credit score. They get added on to a 20 to 25-year-old credit card with excellent history. And now all of a sudden their score goes up 50, 60 points, and they could get a much better loan because they're at a 720 or a 740.
That could make
a huge difference.
So if you're a first-time buyer, let's say, or you're a woman or a man that maybe sometimes went through a divorce, and I think you've been on the show where we've had a lot of women who have no credit because they just left it with their husband, should take a visit to you?
Yes, they can actually get a credit analysis from us. And if they don't have credit, they can hire us to give them a credit analysis. It's over a year period. We'll help them to build their credit. So another thing that is a great idea is to obviously get credit. It makes a lot of sense logically. If you're not in the game, how do they know how you play? So you have to have a credit history for a lender to see if they want to give you money. So people who think, oh, I don't want to have credit, I want to pay for everything in cash, they might be doing themselves a great service in terms of not paying interest, but if they want to fund something at some point in their life, it doesn't matter if they have $3 million in the bank. If it's credit driven, they're not going to get the loan. So, and this is important for people who are elderly as well. They shouldn't just close their accounts because they're way past retirement, because you never know when you're going to need your credit, and you want to nurture it, and you want to keep your scores high. So if there's a situation that you need your credit, it's there, not, oh my God, what do I do to get credit? So it takes a year to 2 years to develop seasoned credit. And that's a really important word, seasoned credit. That's what the 20-year-old credit that's giving you 50 to 60 points is. It's very seasoned. So if you get a new account, your score drops for the first year until it becomes seasoned. And that's why credit scores drop when you open new credit, because you're a higher risk. So, you know, if you're young and you're just able to get into the credit game, you want to get credit as soon as possible. You know, so you can start building credit. So if you're 18 and by the time you're 23, you have five-year-old credit, that's going to add a lot to your credit score. For example,
so what age do you suggest that a
18 as soon as you 18. Can. I mean, younger than that, if you could be an authorized cardholder, which I'm sure you can, at any age. You know, if a parent is the main primary on the credit card. So the other thing that's really important to know also is, if you don't use your credit, your score will drop, and the creditor might close the account. So you may, a lot of people these days have the points, right? So they're putting all their charges on one credit card because they want points and they want to like travel the world with their points. And they wind up not using two or three other credit cards for years. Some of them may close because the creditor can close the account after a year.
So they can close the account. Because that did happen to me. It was a department store, though. They can close the account because it's inactive?
They can. Usually department stores don't, because they just want you to be able to use the card anytime. But like Visa, Master, American Express, many of the credit card banks nowadays close accounts when they haven't been used for a year, because they're protecting themselves against default. So if they're not making any money on you and you're not using their product, they close it.
So in other words, if you're trying to cut down on credit card expenses and you use primarily one, but you have two or three.
Yes. You should be
using
them.
You run the risk of them closing those credit lines down because you didn't use them.
Yes, and what I would suggest is put Easy Pass or something automatic on the credit cards that you don't carry or use. And this way you know they're always active. Or switch it around and, you know, 2 months of the year, use one of the other credit cards. The other thing that's really important too, and this isn't really a real estate thing, but is that if you don't use your credit cards and allow the credit card companies to make a little bit of money on you, if you want to reduce your interest rate, they're going to say no. But if you allow them to make some money on you, like 4 months before you ask for a rate decrease, you use your credit and don't pay off the bill every month completely, they're more likely to reduce your interest rate because they're making some money on you. It makes perfect sense. If they're not making any money on you at all for 5 years, why would they help you?
Well, so wait a second. So let's say American Express, because, you know, you pay, let's just say you're conscientious and you know not to just overcharge, so you pay your balances off every month. So if you pay within 30 days, you're probably not going to have any...
Yes, you're not going to have any interest.
Any interest. So that means the bank isn't really making money on you.
Exactly. And you're
so
not
like
a great
you.
Customer. Exactly. So let's say you have a 13% interest rate with your credit card holder, and you want to transfer a larger balance over, but you want a better rate. And you call them and say, look, I'm looking for a better rate on a credit card. Can you do something for me? If they never make any money on you, they're going to say no. If they make money on you, you have a chance of them reducing the interest rate.
Well, how do you like that?
That's an interesting one.
That's really, I really, you've got to come and speak at my company, because I have to tell you, I've learned so much from you, and I thought I knew enough about credit. So
everyone says that to me.
I really did.
But, you know, I wanted to just speak about one other thing. When we were talking before about the age of education, education is a dangerous thing in this internet age, I have found, because people like read all kinds of things. They don't know who's writing it or whether it's true, and they wind up acting on misinformation. And one of the reasons why it's so important to use respectable, respected professionals who know what they're doing, and that's all of us here, and hopefully many others that are in here, is we know how to sift through the BS, if you know what I mean. And we can tell you what is accurate and what isn't. Because there's a lot of misinformation out there on the internet. Somebody came to me the other day and said, oh, I read that if I'm only 30 days late over my grace period, that the credit card company can't mark me late on my credit report. They were combining two different rules into one. They can't raise your interest rate, but your credit is going to be scarred. So it's things like this that I'm sure are so prevalent in all of our businesses where people are reading information and it's just completely out of whack with reality.
Yeah, for every piece of information out there that's accurate, there's 10 pieces of inaccurate information. So, yes, it's great to be an informed consumer, but don't assume that everything that's on the internet is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no, that's not. Right. And you're exactly right. Even with the real estate stuff, I read stuff that's for sale, it's not for sale, that's really not even, the taxes are inaccurate. So I think that it's good to get an understanding of it, but you can't take it to the bank. That's why you have to work with the right team.
Exactly. And you know, many of our clients, I would say 95%, come from realtors and bankers and sophisticated lawyers and CPAs. And one of the great things is these consumers are connected to us right away. Not only does it help them buy the property with Dottie or get the loan they need with Jan, but it makes it happen quicker. It also could save that consumer hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of their loan, because when they close, they're getting a better rate now because they had their credit fixed early on in the process, or not even fixed, but got the right advice because they were connected from that professional to the right person who knows what they're doing. Because there's a lot of companies out there, credit restoration companies as well, and education companies that popped up in the last couple of years and don't know what they're doing.
Well, you know, and thank you, Tracy, because what I've tried to do with our website, and again, a website's never completed, it just keeps on going, is give you a lot of information, because there's a lot of websites you can go to and some of the information's not correct. And hopefully that when you see our information, we don't put anything in there that's not correct. It's green. And Tracy's agreed to come on our website also. So besides for Tracy's website, and your website is...
It's NorthShoreAdvisory.com, and the number's 914-524-8300. Right. NorthShoreAdvisory.com.
But if you should somehow forget or come to our website, you can get through Tracy through our website, because she's been so kind to help us really inform our consumers and inform our clients, whether you buy or you don't buy, to get the right information. That she's got tips and different things on our site also, so that you can really be informed. And as I said, you want to do this homework before you make that move. So we're going to be right back. We're taking a quick break. We're going to try to, please, if you have any questions for Tracy, you can call us at 1-800-321-0710. And then we're going to talk a little about owner financing. We'll be right back.